This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the obesity epidemic in America. We hear so much about obesity and how it's such a health problem. There was a controversy recently where Bill Maher said we need to do more fat shaming because we have too many fat people in this country. And he wants more fat shaming. And of course, that's not woke. So everybody was coming after him. Well, because a lot of places now they're putting on plus size models as their thing. You know, big billboards of very big people wearing skimpy clothing and that sort of thing. And it's not... Okay. And then 40,000 people died of obesity. So Bill Maher's point was, we got to do something about this obesity epidemic in America. And whether it's politically correct or not, we shouldn't be encouraging an overweight lifestyle. All right. And he got hammered by this, by the press. And then I was thinking about the fact that there was a story that came out, didn't get a whole ton of attention, but it probably should have, that we also have a fat dog problem in this country. Turns out overweight people are more likely to have overweight dogs, partly because they're more likely to feed them treats, according to researchers. Yeah, they say that if you're heavy, your dog's heavy too, probably because you're sitting there, you're eating, so you throw the dog a bone, so to speak, the old thing goes.
It's 100% true. If you ever see dogs, they look like 9 times out of 10, they look like their owners.
Really?
9 times out of 10.
Wow. Is your dog, well, your dog is probably fit then. You're pretty fit.
Yeah, he can stand to lose a pound or two.
Pound or two? Yeah, like his owner? Like his owner?
No.
Dawn, how about you? Is Buddy overweight?
No. He's no. We don't give him treats.
Oh, of course
of
not.
Course.
Except organic free range.
They're organic treats that right. help brush their teeth, or they're good for their teeth.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. You brush his teeth?
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I don't like it. He doesn't like it. That's my buddy, but he does not like it.
Buddy does not like his no. teeth getting brushed. No, really.
It's like, you know.
Yeah. Some overweight owners, what they'll do is they'll be on the couch, they'll have a hoagie or something, and then what they'll do is they'll throw the rest out of the dog and let the dog finish the hoagie.
Yep.
That's not good.
If I was a dog, though, I would love to be, I'd love to have a fat owner, wouldn't you? I mean, how great would that be if you're a dog? That'd be amazing. that's got to be the dog lottery. You hit dog lottery right there. In the world of being a dog.
Yep.
Right, if you got an owner who's just Doritos are falling all over, and he doesn't mind you going around and cleaning up, that's got to be the greatest experience. I would say that, and then getting to hang your head out the car door, probably the two best things about being a dog. Right?
Yep.
I mean, if you had a pig, if you had to be a dog, and dogs are getting now diabetes. This is amazing to me now. Dogs are 34 to 59% of dogs are overweight or obese, which can reduce their life expectancy and cause diabetes and cardiac disease, just like in humans. You see a dog on the side of the road, like injecting himself with insulin. Like, you got to inject your dog with insulin. I mean, and then putting a dog on a diet. I don't even know how that works. I don't know how that looks. Cats, I guess with cats it's different, right? I mean, cats seem to have a little more pride in their looks. And
yeah, I mean, well,
have you seen Walter's cat?
Walter Kosh cat?
Yes.
No, is it big cat?
Huge.
Really? It doesn't surprise me, actually. Walter probably gives that cat all kinds of cookies and treats and everything like that, right?
Well, he's a vegetarian except for pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni. He eats pepperoni. That was that was the best. I asked him about that today when you go see him at the Zioli Army t-shirt drop. Oh, he goes, okay. I'm a vegetarian. I mean, I eat pepperoni, but... wait. How does that make you a vegetarian then? So overweight dogs, an epidemic in America right now. Overweight dogs. Overweight dogs live an average of 1.3 years less than dogs on restrictive diets. Now, they also showed that castration tripled the risk of being heavy or obese. Castration seems to decrease the ability to regulate the appetite in male dogs, and at the same time, it might also decrease the incentive to exercise, which results in an increased risk of becoming overweight. Well, obviously, I mean, if you cut the guy's, you know, watts off, why would he stay in shape? He has no reason to stay in shape. Why would he work out?
You're talking about neutered?
Yes.
They don't call neutered castration, do they?
Yes. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I thought castration was cutting off the twig, not the berries.
I think it's the same thing. I think it just basically means the dog can't, you know.
No, I think it's different.
I don't think they're cutting off a lot of twigs. I think it's just the berries. I think the twigs are fine. I think it's just the berries. I don't think there's an worldwide epidemic of the twig cutting on dogs.
I'm Googling it right now.
Remember, this is the Dutch. Their word for castration might be different than our word for neutered. Yes. So keep that in mind. It's the University of Copenhagen. But, I mean, it makes sense, right? If somebody cut off my family jewels, why would I bother anymore? I mean, the only reason why guys even bother staying in shape is because of women.
It's true.
Let's face it.
It's true.
Get a woman and then to keep their women.
If it was a world of guys, we'd all be overweight.
Right.
We'd all never shower.
No. That's what I mean about, you know, this snip, and then it'd be like, would you get off the couch? Like, why? Why would I get off? Why bother?
Can you imagine?
I can't reproduce. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not interested in you. You're not interested in me. Give me the remote control. Alexa. Oh, shoot. I shouldn't say that. Now somebody's Alexa's going to go crazy. But you know what I mean? I'd have zero interest in doing anything. So, of course, that's probably the reason.
Yeah.
But you got to neuter dogs, they say.
Yeah, you're right. Neuter is the same as castration.
Thank you.
But why do they still, you know, especially little dogs, and they still come up to you and hump your leg?
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
It's a dominant thing.
Oh, okay.
Like my dog, whenever a dog comes into the house, it doesn't matter if it's male or female, he tries to hump it because it's, you know.
Many of the corporate executives last night were doing the same thing at Intercom. The corporate shills were doing
that. That's not true.
Fake news right there. Fake news.
It's a good thing they're all sleeping right now.
It's a good thing everybody's asleep who was at the party last night except for us.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.